Flying Cool Tech, September 18, 2006.
Flying Cool Tech.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Hello. Is anybody there?
And blind here.
Ah, yeah. Who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, and we are installing Windows XP without a screen reader. And the way you do that is by pressing Windows U at any time. Of course, this assumes that you have your speakers hooked up, and that'll run Narrator. And you can't change the voice in Narrator, but you can adjust the voice. So probably the first thing you'll want to do is turn up the speed and the volume. So here we are, and we're going to just run through it just to show you what kind of an experience it is. So we're in the Microsoft out-of-box experience. Now you can make Narrator repeat by pressing Control Space, I believe it is, or is it Alt Control Space?
Microsoft out of box experience.
Shift
Microsoft
control
out of box
space.
Fine. Now show me name. Fine. Welcome to Microsoft Windows. Thank you for purchasing this computer from me. A great feature in Microsoft Windows XP. Let's spend a few minutes setting up your computer. Later in this process, you can set up your computer to access the internet. You will be given a number too many to create a new internet account. Click the L for help. To continue, click next. Here, click your address and run. Next. Next. And extension.
Okay, I'm going to slow this down a little.
Program announcing that zone screen. Check. Retype characters. Check box. New mouse blogger. Start navigator number. Voice out. Push button. To the program. Speed. Combo box. 9. Speed combo box 8. Speed combo box 7.
All right, that's just a narrator adjustment. I'm going to Alt Tab, and we're going to click next.
Microsoft.
Except it won't tell us where next is. Let's just hit Enter and see if it.
Window. Microsoft out of box experience. Headband available. Video 1. Microsoft out of box experience. Client. Now show name pane. Client. Welcome to Microsoft Windows. Thank you for purchasing this computer from Gateway featuring Microsoft Windows XP. Let's spend a few minutes setting up your computer.
Alright, let's see if we can hit. We can't get to the next button. So that's our first problem.
Microsoft out of box experience.
Alt end.
Red only. Yes, I can hear the music. Radio button. To select a different item in the cluster, use the arrow keys.
I don't hear any music.
Window. Microsoft out of box experience. Headband available. Video 1. Microsoft out of box experience. Client. Now show name pane. Client. Are your speakers working? Your computer is currently playing music. Can you hear it? Yes. I can hear the music. Yes. I can hear the music. My ease. I can hear the music. No. I don't hear anything. No. I don't hear anything. And no. I don't hear anything. My computer doesn't have speakers. My computer doesn't have speakers. And my computer doesn't have speakers. Click me to get help. For help, click here or press it run. Back. Next to the elbow. Pain. Back. Next. And extension.
I don't hear any music.
No, I don't hear anything. Radio button. Check. To select a different item in the cluster. Use the arrow keys.
You don't hear music, but we hear narrator.
Yeah.
Push button. To press. Use space bar. Back. Push button. Next. Push button to press. Use space bar.
See if it gives us some space suggestions. Back. It didn't care, I guess.
Microsoft out of box. Microsoft out of box experience. Pane. Red only. This. U.S. This item. Window. Microsoft out of box experience. Pane.
See, I'm hitting tab.
Back. Push button to press. Next. Push button.
I'm assuming this is just picking our language.
So, this. GMD item 0:00:00. Pacific time, US and Canada.
Okay, so there's
GMD
down there.
GMD item 07. GMD item 06:00:00. GMD item 06:00:00. Guadalajara, Mexico. GMD item 05:00:00. Bogota, Lima. GMD item 05:00:00. Eastern time, US and Canada. This time.
That looks like us, doesn't it? That's my other computer.
Microsoft out of box experience. Pain. Red only. Automatically adjust clock for daylight saving time. Check box. Check to uncheck. Press space
bar. We can do that.
Back. Push button. Next. Push button. Progress. Use space bar. Editable text. Microsoft left parenthesis R Windows left parenthesis R XP Media Center Edition 2005 and user license agreement for Microsoft software import. Read carefully. As end user license agreement.
DLA. We better read this, Bill.
And the manufacturer of the computer system or computer system component hardware which you acquired the Microsoft software product left parenthesis as identified on the certificate of authenticity 0 affixed to the hardware.
All right. I've already read this, and so I won't torture everyone with this. So we'll go to
next. Microsoft left parenthesis R. Yes, I accept. Radio button. To select a different item in the cluster, use the arrow keys. Yes, I accept. Yes, I accept. Yes, I accept. Radio button. To select a different editable text, you need to. Yes, I accept. Yes, I accept. Radio button. To select. Don't protect my PC by turning on automatic updates now. Radio. Don't protect my PC. Back. Push button. Don't protect my PC by turning on automatic updates now. Radio button. To select a different item in the cluster. Use the arrow keys. Not right now. Next. Push button. Not right now. Don't protect my PC. Windows update privacy statement. Back. Push. Next. Push button. To press. Use space bar. Editable text. Your -63FBC82E0A. Editable text. Back, push, escape, push button, to press, next, push button, escape, push button, to press,
I don't
next,
understand, button, I'm not either.
Editable text, your -63FBC82E0A.
Now, I'm going to try and press the control
Microsoft out-of-box experience, embedded available, video 1, Microsoft out-of-box experience, find, and shell name pane, find, what's your computer name, choose a name for your PC that will help you identify it on your home network, if you like, each computer on your network must have a unique name, you can name your computer based on its owner or location, for example, David, Mark, and A.M.I.L.R.O.N. In order for your computer to appear on the network, its name cannot be longer than 15 characters or contain any spaces or characters aside.
Now this is pretty cool that you're getting this much info. It's not automatic, always.
Unlike the computer name, the computer description may contain spaces and...
She can get it right out of the box and not send it.
Your -63FBC82E editable text. Editable text.
Okay, what's our name going to be? GMC for Gateway Media Center. See.
Editable text.
Description. Media. Oops. D. Okay. Now I have turned off my announcing keys, but you can turn them on if you prefer it. I just don't like it because it says tab and all that.
Push button to press.
Skip. Because that's what it's saying. Skip.
Skip. Yeah.
Next. Push button to press. Use space bar.
All right.
Skip. Push button. Unavailable. So.
So, let's see what it's asking for this time.
Microsoft out-of-box experience. Headband available. Video 1. Microsoft out-of-box experience. Find. Now show name pane. Find. What's your computer name? Choose a name for your PC that will help you identify
it. I did that.
Video 1. Each program.
Okay. Wait,
well,
a minute.
Microsoft out-of-box
experience. Wait a minute. Oh, maybe it's doing something.
Window. Narrator. Narrator. Dialogue. Narrator can be... Microsoft out-of-box experience. Microsoft out-of-box experience. Find. Now shell name pane. Find. Checking your internet connectivity.
Oh, okay.
Wait for a moment while Windows checks to see if this computer is already connected to
that
the internet.
That is too cool.
Embedded available. Yes, this computer will connect to a local area network or home network. Then, using an existing broadband connection, digital subscriber line, yes, or cable modem. No, this computer will connect directly to the internet using a local area.
I should tell people, too, that this is one of those new BTX technology. Quiet machines, and it seems to be pretty quiet. Well, I can't tell what it's doing here, though. So.
A little concerned when the machine first started up, it was pretty loud.
Yes. Things aren't talking too well all of a sudden. Maybe it's still doing something.
Microsoft out-of-box experience. Microsoft out-of-box experience. Fine. Now, shell name pane. Fine. How will this computer connect to the internet? Specify how your computer will connect to the internet by selecting one of the options below. Yes, this computer will connect to a local area network or home network, then using an existing broadband.
That's what we want. I can't make anything read, though, by gosh. I hit Alt N for next, and it seems like it did something. It made its little click. Hmm. wonder if I should stop and restart narrator.
Microsoft out of box experience. Microsoft out of box experience. Fine. Now shell name pane. Fine. Do you use a username and password to connect to the internet? Do you use a username and password to connect, or is it always connected? Headband in the elbow. Yes, I use a username and password to connect. Not check. Yes, I use a username and password to connect. My. Yes, I use a username and that.
Man, it quit. I guess I will dump it and restart it, maybe.
Now you're
It's not reading anything. Okay, it's gone now. Bring it back up.
We're down window. Microsoft out of box excuse.
No, still not. I wonder if there's some kind of control on the screen that's keeping
it from... Yeah, maybe something in the way.
That's a shame. We were getting so far. We were just getting to know each other so
much. Microsoft out of box experience. Microsoft out of box experience.
Yeah, I'm just going to hit Alt Damn.
Microsoft out of box experience. Microsoft out of box experience. Fine. Now shell name pane. Fine. Setting up a high speed connection. Enter the following settings to set up your DSL or cable modem internet account. You can get these settings from your internet services provider. Obtain IP automatically. Check. Obtain DNS automatically. Check. Obtain IP automatically. Obtain IP automatically. Obtain DNS.
Just Alt in on that.
Microsoft out of box experience. Microsoft out of box experience. Fine. Now shell name pane. Fine. Ready to register with Microsoft. Register online with Microsoft and we'll notice any of new products, product updates, events, promotions, and special offers that you may be interested in. Registration is optional. Are you ready to register online with Microsoft? Yes, I'd like to register with Microsoft now. Yes, I'd like to.
Might as well. Should be fairly painless.
Microsoft out of box experience. Microsoft out of box experience. Fine. Now shell name pane. Fine. Collecting registration information. To move to the next box, press tab down your keyboard. First name. First name. First name.
That's not reading. See, this should read. It usually does. Alright, I'm going to start closing a few things out.
Background window, utility manager.
Well, darn it.
Did so well.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's busy doing something. Hey, Mike. Can I get you to look at the screen, man? We're into our first snag here. Well, no, not our first one, but I really can't tell at all what's going on now.
Well, one, you have the utility manager open, and the narrator thing open, which doesn't seem to be closed.
Put off the Microsoft registration thing.
Can you do anything now?
So I'm going to restart narrator.
Background window, utility manager.
See, it doesn't work, though. Maybe I should just restart the whole computer, then.
That may help.
After you get rid of narrator and utility manager, what's up there after that, Mike?
Collecting registration information screen.
Oh, okay. And that right here, that's where we're at now? Like, I can tab through it?
Like, you're on your first name.
Right there is first name?
Yeah.
Last name?
You're typing. Nothing's coming up.
Oh. Maybe that's why narrator was acting goofy. Does that get rid of that?
Get rid of what?
That registration screen. I'm trying to close that.
Okay, now it's typing.
Oh, is it? Okay. A-R-R-Y. That's last name?
Yep.
Yes, K-U-T-C.
address. Required.
Which one is?
Address.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It would have been better to put this
stuff,
step by until the screen reader was installed.
Yeah, I wish we could just
get it back.
Maybe
get that. It's optional. City. State.
Zip.
Zip. Tab. You want to put in the phone number? Tab. Data purchase. You're on a month.
Can I just do 9? September. Does it want me to type it in or is it a combo box?
It's a combo box. So 9. Then what was the date?
I don't know. About a week ago.
So
12th.
12th.
You don't want to. Okay. That's it. That's all you have to put in. Unless you want to put in where you purchased it from, your email address.
Nope. Okay. So is there a next?
Yep.
I'm just going to hit Alt N. Didn't do it, did it?
No, it's doing it, I think.
Is it?
But it's.
Foreground window. Utility manager.
Narrator is just not working. Darn.
It may have just been too complex for it.
The what?
That form back there, the registration form.
Yeah, it quit before that, though.
Yeah, it started acting a little funny.
Huh. So, can I shut this thing down, Mike?
I don't know. You could control it, delete, maybe.
Or maybe just hit the
timer. I don't know. You're perhaps holding it in.
Is it working?
Well, it worked out to a point.
Yeah, we were actually demonstrating how to set one up with Narrator, and it turned out to be not so great.
Halfway through, Narrator stopped.
I've never had success.
I did it this weekend. I actually set up a laptop. There it went off, or did you hold it in?
I held it in.
So locked up?
No, Narrator just stopped talking.
Well, I don't know what it was doing.
Listen to this thing, Rob. You're being recorded, by the way. So don't say anything too outrageous like you usually do.
Yeah. I'm not awake enough to incriminate myself, yeah.
It's not loud this time.
No.
I heard all that.
It's on when you first
bass
it
and when I came in, it was crazy in here.
So if you had it off for a while, it would be loud, amazing.
I thought it revs up.
Yeah, man, it was loud.
It's got a little heat coming out.
Mm-hmm, it's quite a breeze. Actually, I guess I could go ahead and install Windows.
It should be a little snappier than this. I would like it to be anyway. It's taking a long time to boot up.
I wonder if it's up already.
No, it's coming down.
Still on the setup screen?
Yep. It's the high-speed connection setup screen.
Maybe we'll just postpone that. I think there was a skip option.
I think so.
Foreground window. Microbes locked out of box experience. Start. Push button.
Yeah.
Okay.
There
push
he
button.
Goes.
Cancel.
A little better now.
Magnifier is not running. There's
okay.
Foreground window. Narrator. Microbes locked out of box.
Oh, darn.
Narrator. Microbes locked out of box experience.
Huh.
Huh.
This was talking earlier.
Microbes locked out of box experience. Microbes locked out of box experience. Client. Now, shell name pain. Client. Does your high speed connection do this? Your high-speed connection may be fast, but chances are it doesn't come with all the safety features, on-demand programming, and communication tools you want. Add AOL-registered trademark for broadband to any basic high-speed connection and you will get built-in protection for you and your family. Essential firewall protection asterisk, powerful parental controls, automatic email virus protection, smarters and filters, on-demand and exclusive online programming. 175 CD quality radio stations on radio and AOL, instant news, sports and entertainment, exclusive performances, concerts and interviews, highlights from all five major sports leagues, headband available, nor advanced communications tools. The whole family online at the same time, asterisk, advanced email, instant messaging with sound, video and photos. You can access AOL for broadband using your existing internet service. Would you like to sign up? Yes, I'd like to use America Online with my high-speed internet account. Choose this option to start this.
I'm assuming that's no there, right?
The mouse is over me, but neither one was selected.
I'm not moving when I do this?
Nope. I don't know if this window has focus.
Microsoft locked out of boxes.
Well, I'm not.
No, thanks. I'm not interested. See, like,
there we go.
There he is.
Oh, you did it with the mouse?
Yeah.
Like now, see, I can do it with the keyboard now that the focus is there.
I'm not interested. It just didn't have focus.
Next, push button to press. Use space bar. Finish. Push button to press. Use space bar.
Okay, we finished.
We're down window.
I wonder how I could have done that without the mouse.
Alt tab.
For some reason, narrator still has.
Alt foreground window. Narrator.
I think the narrator's messing it up.
I think so.
Because it was still on the window.
I guess it's finished.
Went back to narrator's default voice. Personal firewall.
Want to prevent failures on your computer? Click here to learn about basic strokes of tab. Notification area. Toolbar tab. Tap out McAfee product 7. This item. Tab.
That was on my machine too, and it doesn't behave all that well with JAWS.
Yeah, and it is hard to get rid of too. They don't give you a choice of no.
You have to go into control panel and install it.
Oh, is that the way you do it?
Do not show this tab. Okay. Push tab. Microsoft website. Tab. Do not show this message. Tab. Okay. Foreground window. Narrator. Tab. Voice comps.
Let's do that.
Tab. Okay, push foreground window. Narrator. Voice up. Control.
So anyway, that really though was just to
push button. Tab. Start narrator. New tab. Move mouse longer to be tab. Retype characters. Check box. Check space.
Gotta uncheck that. That's just to show you that it is possible to mostly get Windows installed just with what comes with the machine. So thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.